Hello there. You knew I was going to call. Just like I knew you were going to answer the phone, didn't I? I keep my promises. Do you keep yours? I hope you've been staying safe. That shows that you want to play for me. I hope you haven't given in to your desire to come yet. That also shows me you want to play for me. You do still want to play for me, don't you? So, I think you should go back to your window and look out. No, don't look down in the yard. I'm over here, at the window opposite you. I couldn't see enough of you from down there last time, so I'm up here to get a better view. Can you see me? I'll step forward a bit. Can you see me now? Sorry. No yellow bikini today. That's a privilege you have to earn if you want to see it again. I think my breasts look pretty good in this tight little t-shirt, though, don't you? And, well, these sweatpants do come off oh so easily. That is, if I want to take them off or get my hands inside of them. Not the most glamorous look, I guess, but I make it work, don't I? Let's face it. I could dress in a sack, and you'd still want to stroke yourself for me. And you will get to stroke. But guess what? That's right. You're not coming today either. But then, you already knew that. And you still answered the phone. I know you want it already. And we're only on the second day. But I think by the end of the week, you'll want it even more. So there you are at the window, looking over at me. What's wrong with this picture? Aside from my unfortunate lack of skimpy yellow swimwear, of course. That's right. You need to get rubbing. Touch yourself over your clothes, just like the first time you saw me sunbathing. Does it feel good? The blood rushing down there? I bet there's a stirring in your pants as you start to stiffen. Is it a nice sensation, the cloth rubbing against you? Or is your dick straining to be pleased properly? Have you been touching yourself a lot, thinking about me? I bet you have. You've been waiting to show me what you're hiding down there. And you know what? I really want to see it. But not just yet. Keep rubbing. I want you to get quite stiff under there. So your cock is begging me to free it just a little more so you can touch it just a little more. Are you nice and hard now? Do you want to touch it with your bare hand, skin on skin? Not just yet. Soon. I promise. But keep stroking and rubbing it for me. Caressing it like I would if I was using my own hand, trying to turn you on as much as possible. Say, if we were passionately kissing, fumbling over our clothes, getting that teasing sense of what's underneath, the anticipation of how much each other's bodies would feel, you better believe I'd be squeezing, feeling, grabbing that bulge, just to make sure you were ready for me when the time came for us to fuck. I want you to get right to that edge, thinking about my body pressed up against yours, right up to that tingling sensation flooding your balls. But don't you dare tip over. Remember the rules. No coming. Don't try to hide it either. You'd have to be a contortionist to hide an orgasm from me here. Even with you fully clothed. You've got to watch those shaky stand-up orgasms. They'll sneak up on you. Standing up like this, so close to the window, my firm tits almost pressed against the glass, reminds me of a time I made myself come watching you working in your garden. And you never even noticed, did you? Keep touching yourself while I'll tell you. You look so sexy doing it. You were out there, moving dirt about or whatever, I don't know. But I just watched for a bit. I'm nosy. And something about the way your shoulders, arms, and hands moved as you worked with the dirt and your tools really turned me on. And before I knew it, I had a hand inside my pants. Well, just like I am now. You see? You didn't notice me that time, did you? I didn't think so. And that time watching you, I knew I was wet. And I slid a finger inside myself. I just couldn't help it. I rubbed my clit, oh, so quickly, feeling the wetness. The warm friction until it just rushed up on me and gave me a really shaky-legged orgasm. Ah, oh, I sure enjoyed that day. It almost felt like my knees and thighs were rattling. I've had my eye on you ever since. Shame. My pussy tasted just as sweet then as it does now. And I'm almost as turned on watching you stroke yourself. We could have had so much more fun if we had started then. You're not the only one who likes to touch themselves on the street, you know. Oh, sorry. I'm getting distracted, aren't I? Okay. You can take off your pants now. Your shirt too, if you like. Let's get a look at your underwear. Oh, I like that. I can see your bulge from all the way across here. My, you are eager, aren't you? Oh. Is that cock straining to get out of your underwear? Have you made a damp spot on them where the swollen head was pushing against the soft fabric? Keep rubbing yourself through your underwear. If you get right to that delicious edge quickly, you can take your hand off. But I want you stroking again as soon as you can bear the pleasure. I want you right on that edge. Keep climbing back up there just for me, so you can get to keep feeling those twinges and tinkles, but never the satisfaction of the shuddering orgasm you want so badly. Oh. Oh. I know it's difficult for you. As the gentlest brush of the fabric in the wrong direction could tip you over, couldn't it? Never mind if it was my finger, or my lips, or my tongue. Are you there for me at the edge? Keep rubbing it. I want you so sensitive that even shifting your weight as you stand there could rub your aching cock on your clothes, could tease you over the edge. You look fucking hard for me, baby. Stroke the whole length of your shaft. Oh, it looks so good. You are doing very well. I think we can take it to the next level. Yes. Oh, you can take off your underwear now. Remember, this is the first time I've seen your cock, so don't rush it. Ease it over that erection, but watch out for that friction, though. Yes, baby, that's nice. Oh, wow, your cock looks so sexy. You haven't disappointed me. No, not one little bit. I definitely made the right decision to play this game with you, to make you my plaything. I really wish I could reach across this gap and slip my hand around it. Oh, and give it a few slow pumps up and down. Or better still, take you in my mouth. If we were really making out, then I'd be dropping to my knees right about now. Is it twitching? I can't quite see from here, but I bet it is. You must be so close. But keep stroking it for me if you can. Do you feel good standing there naked for me? Your arousal is clear for me to see even from across here. But you still have to do what I say. So keep that sexy cock in your hand and give it some nice slow strokes. Show me how you do it when you please yourself. And how would you want me to do it? I bet you're going to be thinking of my voice. I'm wondering what my body looks like every time you do that from now on. Doesn't it feel good to have it spring free like that? So you can run your hand right from the base of your shaft all the way up to the head. I bet you must be dripping with pre-cum now. Rub some of it in and keep jerking it until your head is swollen and glistening. You know, if I was there, I'd be licking that up with the tip of my tongue, making you tingle all the way through your body. All the way through the whole length of that hard dick. Instead of just standing here at the window, thinking about sliding a hand deeper into my panties. But you know how that goes. I am so wet for you, baby. But why don't you focus all your energy on your pleasure, on that delicious knife edge you're riding, between satisfying your sexual urge to come to just fucking explode in orgasm and your need to please me, to stay strong for me, for the greater pleasure still to come. I can see you are torn. Look at me rubbing my boobs through this t-shirt. Remember how hard my nipples get? I love pushing them against the glass like this. The coolness just makes them tingle. You see that? You've made me feel this way. And if you come now, you'll never get to touch them, to taste them. Would you like me to take it off? So you can imagine your cock gripped between them, my soft, slippery breasts, and your rigid, soaking cock. I see you rubbing harder now as you think of that. Keep going until you're twitching, pulsating. Are you riding that edge? I think I might come watching you. But don't you dare come. Don't you dare, or you'll never hear my voice again. I see you stroking it faster. You must like hearing me like this. Keep stroking it. Keep teasing yourself up on that edge for me. I love watching you squirm like that. You're doing well. But don't you dare fucking come. Keep that rigid cock in your hands. Keep jerking it for me, baby. I know you want to come. But you mustn't. Because I'm going to make you feel so fucking good if you hold out. Fuck. You look so hot jerking it for me. And stop. You made it. And you didn't come. I did. Good. You can get dressed again now. I'll be stuck here at home all day. So anytime you want, call me. Torture yourself again. You can just hit that button. And I'll come back, and we can do this again. I certainly enjoy coming. And you do want to make me happy, don't you? It was fun. Now remember, stay safe, but don't come.